Begin Tesis Nasta, begin words of the Gemara, which this also belongs as in the previous Amud on Zayin and Beis in the Mishnah. Then they bring this rope made out of twine, which Bishamim Mefarish, Chevel Mitzvah, Bekfivah Mitzvah, is that we bring the rope made out of this twine and the basket made out of this inferior material. Those are actually Bein Mashir Alishka, this that we bring it, comes from the remnants of the chamber from the coins that were used for the karbanis and the leftover funds is where it comes from. Like the towers of the city and the walls that come from these funds, which Tosfos says, oh, v'loydan, I don't know. What about the kerchief that they used to strangulate a person, and the sword that they used to behead him, the min pegnit ma'din, like the gemas and sanit, that comes from the public funds. Would that also mean that it comes from the remnants of the lishka, like over here, or not? Tosfos is not sure about that. And then afterwards, they bring this this rope made out of tsuri, out of this twine, which they says, "V'lo yidana." I don't know my pashut macha. What is the Gemara answering from here? Tvei ma'adik tani, more than we said. The Gemara's question was, "What? No, is this chevel mitzi ma'akav by saito or not? Is it because you just don't want the garments to fall down? You could use some belt, or is it because no of me the connected mida?" So what are we proving from this braisa that we said, and then they would bring the chevel mitzri so that it shouldn't fall off more than what we had said? That she could wrap a belt. That it sounds like that you literally need the chevel mitzri. Of course, we know that initially that's what should be used. But who said it's ma'akiv? Because we didn't say in the Torah chevel mitzri or shem kshir b'torah that anywhere that we should tie anything. Why would it be ma'akib? So what's the raya from the price? It just says that initially that should be done, and that we know. But me and Dr. Pirish Rashi, whoever analyzes Rashi's commentary, like Kashi Media, is not going to find this a question at all. Because the Ikra Basikim, the primary question was regarding the bringing it. Meaning, the question was, why are you bringing the Chevel Mitzvah? Even Shemidah can make it Midah is because, you know, how she acted, that's what she gets. Dafka Chevel, so therefore it has to be specifically this rope of like, this low class type of a rope, in contrast to the beautiful belts that she wore. Or it's simply we don't want our garments to fall. Since you have to tie a band. So Niksha Chevel. So the question was, should we tie with a rope so that we could also punish from a midi kineged mida? But when there is no chevel mitzvah, because tzitzel is a belt, I'm not going to go so much after the rope. That was the question. And that's what we're saying, that no, like it's really you go after the chevel mitzvah. Once the destruction of Besamigdash, there's no more Mises Bezdin, but Hashem still makes sure the person gets what's coming to them. But Tess says, well, then the Besman Abayis no, we didn't doubt Mises. The same thing is when the Besamigdash was around, they still had this din, this natural way of the person getting the four types of death. The Mishnah's Chayben below Eid Masral, let's say someone that was liable for death, but there was no witnesses or no warning. You couldn't judge him in the Sanhedrin. Like the Gemara says on Daf Lam Zayin Bay is in Sanhedrin. I'm going to see the constellation. If I don't see this person die, and Achash Sheikh Nachash tell the snake, a bit him and killed him. Which Mashin Gemara asks, I have a Nachashu, I have a turn of Chibachulu. So one thing is that you see that the person was going to get Dalad Mises best name in terms of Mises. We said for the day the Mises was destroyed, it's just because most of the Psyche, that's a clear cut, the both Abba Mises Gam, we totally know my Abba Mises best. But you're right, it was even there before the Mises was destroyed when they couldn't execute in court. Next day's master brings the Gemara. Mishnah Chayv Skila. Someone who's liable for being stoned, so an animal throws him down. We find ways to exactly be like Skila through the natural world. Which Machin they ask me perikas sechas upon the gemara, but mitzvah pegimel base. Rabbeinu Zebir Reb Shimon Habatovas Gambi, he would capture the thieves and hand it over to the government. Yemachad pagavu kavus. One time he encountered this launderer. Amalu, he said to them, "Tapsu v'tapsu, grab him!" Like, boom, they hung him. For kabachi was crying, like, "What do you do to an innocent man?" Amalu, they said to him, "Rebbe, al yerecha, don't be bothered by this." Shu benoi bolu naim rosu Yom Kippur, because him and his son they cohabited with a betrothed maiden on Yom Kippur. And the question is, but says. Being hung is like being strangulated. Why didn't the Gemara ask? What do you mean? Is he really liable for being strangulated? What do you mean? It's not Marasa. He should be stoned. It's not difficult. The Parash Hashem explains over there. Shemachi Nitla. The reason why they were hung. There's halacha that the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin, that all those who are stoned are hung. So yeah, they were chayv for skila for a daim or asa, but then after that comes hanging. Some say the lav davka not cut noy from that gag. No, our Gemara that says that if you chayv skilo that you're gonna fall from the roof or chayv der sasa and one am is gonna pounce on him, it doesn't have to be exact. It'll make any mitzvah chayv by yarg. It's something similar to the type of that he's liable like death that he'll be killed, and therefore it doesn't have to be exact. Or b'yesh mefarshim, some explain that actually the benoy bal tchila, that there in that story the son had cohabited with that girl first on davla ba'ula. So then she was already ba'ula, wasn't a virgin anymore. Then the death is actually chenik and not with skila, and therefore that answers the question. Avakash Rebbe, but it says, what's difficult to my teacher is, Mahad the Omen Perikel Elon Agrim, the Gemara says, Makas of Yudim Beis. Darshar Shakar Shakar, expound the words, the Pasim mean, Kimin Liyadi, that God's going to bring it to another person, that this should happen. This refers to Zesharag Bemesis. Somebody killed deliberately, but no one, there was no witnesses. So what happens is, Yeshav Taks Asum, sits beneath the ladder, Zesharag Beshagin, the guy who killed by mistake, and also no one sought to send him in exile. Eloi goes up, and Nepali falls down, but Hargan kills the guy who killed deliberately, who's Chayv Misa, and he now has to go in exile because people saw that. Question is, but what do you mean? Someone falling on him, that's the case of like Skila. But one who killed is not Chayv Skila. But Teretz, the answer is, Avagav Dlaba Skila, even though he's not alive before Skila, but still tit for, you know, it's still the attribute for attribute. Because the Zarek al Chadeh Derech Yiridehu. Because he threw something on his friend to kill him, that's like a way of coming down, which this guy is also falling on him, because somebody says in Pazi, but people love Yamas, he falls on him and he pounces on him and he kills him. So it is appropriate, it's still Midikinagimida. Now, Bail Mason Derechirida, and these are, they die in the way of falling. Now, the truth is, if Mahogam is able to kill them with a sword, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never meant, right, God would punish him a different way. It's not only specifically that way, it would be similar to how one killed with a sword, he would be killed similarly, and therefore it's not necessarily so precise as falling off the ladder.